All right, go ahead, Special K.
All right, the top five. Want to make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Special K913. Make sure you get it right.
Y'all need a female partner.
Follow me on Twitter at Special K913.
Ebony.
Now, these are the top five signs that you're going to a bad doctor. And it's sponsored by the website, whatdidgabbyeatforbreakfast.com.
That is not a website.
It is a website, whatdidgabbyeatforbreakfast.com. And I like to keep up with what Gabby Sidibe is doing. My favorite actress. What did she eat for breakfast? Let's see. Yesterday, 2 glazed hams, 13 Jiffy corn muffins, 4 bananas, a fried turkey, 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, a pack of strawberry nylators, and a diet Dr. Pepper.
So balance it out.
Strawberry to balance it out. Number 5, these are signs you're going to a bad doctor. Listen closely, people, because you may need to change them. Number 5, every time you bring your kids to his office, which he asked them to strip down naked. You say, are you a pediatrician too? He says, no, I just like seeing naked kids. Number 4, he insists on starting every visit with a full rectal exam.
Oh my gosh.
Problem is, he's an eye doctor. Number 3, you tell him, every time I lift my arm up like this, it really hurts. He says, well, then stop lifting your arm up like that.
That'll stop it.
These are the signs that you're going to a bad doctor. Number 2, you consult him about breast reduction surgery, but tell him you don't have enough money to pay for it. He says, well, then just buy bigger shirts. Just buy bigger shirts. And number 1, the number 1 sign that you're going to a bad doctor. Give us. Number 1 sign you're going to a bad doctor. He tapes your eyes shut to take your temperature. And then when you open wide, you realize, hey, that's not a thermometer.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man.